This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah, we seek His aid and His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil of our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray, none can guide aright. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last messenger and servant. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah and die not except in a state of submission to Him alone. O humanity, be mindful of Allah who created you from a single soul and from that created His mate and from that scatters many men and women. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and do not cut off relations with your kin, with your relatives. Indeed, Allah is the monitor over you. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and speak the truth in order for Allah to accept your deeds and forgive us of our sins, of our shortcomings. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger has indeed achieved the greatest achievement. As to what follows, indeed the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of the worst affairs in our doctrinal system of Islam are the newly invented ones. For every newly invented affair in this situation is an innovation. And for every innovation is a form of going astray. And for every form of going astray is in the fire of hell. 1965, roughly the 60s. Some of us here lived through those moments in America. Another interesting year for those that may not have been in America, primarily in the Middle East or Eastern continent in Asia, 1947, 1948. Are years that are very, very important in human history. And we could even say it was the beginning of Islamic history for some. Brothers and sisters, the year 1947 and 1948 is when Pakistan was established, separating from India. And also Transjordan, some would say Jordan, from Philistine. This was because there was an emergence primarily from the UK, from Britain. When they came and established what they established, to come in, to destroy, and then to build in a different type of way. To the degree that the language that we speak is the language of our previous oppressor, the language of our colonist, of our colonist, the one that came to a land and said, you know what, we want this, let's take it. For lack of better, make a long story short. That is history. That is something that we must embrace. When we look at 1965, roughly, the 60s in general, we see that there is the emergence of, subhanAllah, what is known as the sexual revolution, where it was about your feelings and exemplifying and showing your feelings, and anything that compromises that must be eradicated. As a result, they separated marriage from mating, from multiplication, to where mating could be totally recreational. To where marriage is something that's obsolete. To where the word modesty, the concept of modesty, must be eradicated for you to live your feelings. Brothers and sisters, it's important for us to be of those as Muslims. And that's why I say brothers and sisters. Yes, in humanity, but most importantly, in faith. There has to be a level of resistance. What we are seeing now in Palestine, in Gaza, throughout many Jum'ahs we've heard since October 7th, and even before that, the month of Ramadan is coming. We remember when Ramadan, when the masjid in Philistine was ransacked. It was bombarded by the army when they came in and caused havoc to people that were worshiping Allah in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is as though they're making a mockery of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. But this is nothing new. The mockery is currently being made in China, in Uyghur. The brothers and sisters are Uyghur and Muslims. In Rohingya as well. In Sudan, there's infighting. This is all over the world what is taking place. Brothers and sisters, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't mean to sound cliche, but This is nothing new. Not to belittle the current situation, but I'm mentioning it like this to establish a foundation that Allah wants us to establish and to maintain within ourselves. There has to be, in order to be of those people that are successful, there has to be a level of resistance. But the resistance initially is that which is internal. We see from 1965, many of you have come to this country because of the efforts of African Americans in the East Coast, primarily the civil rights movement. When people said, no, we're not going to stand for this. Why? Because we are black, we are belittled. We are looked at as lesser. SubhanAllah, as a matter of fact, some would even argue the terminology black. Where did this come from? We do not say black or white anywhere else outside of the U.S. European, this part of Africa, so on and so forth. To the degree sometimes, and to be totally honest, I remember the first time I met a brother from Egypt. I said, brother, where are you from? He said, Africa. I was surprised. You're from Egypt. At the beginning, I said, Egypt's not Africa. When we look at the mainstream media, sometimes we have to resist. When we're on our telephone, we have to resist. The conditioning that takes place in our minds, which ultimately can affect our hearts, if there's no resistance, you'll fall for the okey-doke. You will fall for what the mainstream media wants you to understand historically. You will fall for that. To where when we look at, and many of us, alhamdulillah, because of our effort and understanding what is going on, that we realize that there are problems in policy. We never probably realized that before October 7th. Because we're not conscious of what is going on. We only look at certain media, and that is the world to us. Granted, we work, we're busy, yes. But there is a level of importance for particularly as Muslims, to understand what is going on with your brothers and sisters around the world. Because everything has historical context, and you will be surprised. As I mentioned, the very language that you speak has historical context of those that probably tried to resist and were not successful. As was mentioned, brothers and sisters, the first type of resistance is the resistance of the self, the resistance of shaitan. We hear this countless times within our khutab, within our sermons. But make no mistake, that activism, that resistance that emanates, that starts from, that is founded in, that is couched in belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that belief in a deity is and serves as the primary or initial motivating factor behind you moving. Behind you moving. Behind you doing whatever you do. This is what is requested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that motivation is what we term as ikhlas, sincerity. The reason I do this is for Allah. La nuridu minkum jaza'an wa la shukura. As mentioned in the chapter of Al-Insan, that we, innama nut'imukum liwajhillah. Verily, we feed the poor for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want from you any reward nor thanks. I'm not looking for something tangible in this life. Thanks from people. Yes, we as human beings want a level of appreciation, no doubt about it. But that ultimately to reach the highest part of yourself and connection with Allah, you do not do an action in order to be appreciated or seen by people. Because if you go too far off on that realm or on that angle, it could fall into lack of sincerity, which can fall into the lesser shirk, the lesser form of polytheism, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam compared it to a dark ant on a black rock in the middle of the night. Inconspicuous. You won't even realize it. You won't even realize it. So internally, brothers and sisters, that shaitan that may come to us, to where we say what's happening in these and other parts of the world, well, that's with that nationality, that is not dealing with us. Or we're totally oblivious because we're engulfed in the dunya. We are so busy with the dollar that we want to make, with the friends that we want to establish, with the reputation that we want, we don't take time to sit back and think about life, about what is going on in our life, what is going on with our brothers and sisters, following up, making dua for them. This is why it is important and imperative for the Muslim. As we see in the last 10 days of Ramadan, what was done by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would detach, he would fast. Notice this. He would fast from eating, drinking, and relations during the day, but fast from society at night. You will have to fast from people sometimes. You will have to fast from ego. You will have to fast from, and sometimes even your own family. Especially our sisters, subhanAllah, when they're engulfed with taking care of the kids, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them, mashallah, the mercy that they have is unlike any other. But it's important that they have a level of separation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us 5 times a day, brothers and sisters, for us to detach. For you to say Allahu Akbar and to pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you structure to where you can meet people 5 times a day, at least to meet people that have that level of discipline, to detach, to meet your brothers and sisters by praying in congregation. For example, we see within the structure and the framework of the Sharia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be a person that gets resilience through resistance. That resistance in fighting the shaitan that is always pushing you to be negligent, to be distracted. Because shaitan is the strongest level and the seed of distraction. And the worst type of distraction is shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that Allah has a son, a daughter, or disbelieving in the power and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which can indirectly be losing hope in His mercy, in His strength, in His wisdom. What is going on in Gaza right now? How could a merciful God allow this? My father and mother are divorcing. How could a God that is all loving allow this to happen? How? This is the resistance that we need internally to constantly look at our Lord, His names and attributes, and ask Him for thabat, for firmness in our heart. Because the firmness of the heart is the most important type of strength that the human being has. The firmness of their hearts and the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something that is very important. That's, we've heard this probably many times in regards to someone that may lose their life. Man, woman, or child. He said, do not hold accountable. Do not think those that were killed in the path of Allah are dead. Rather, they are alive. And they are happy from what Allah has given them. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. So the concept of when we see these images, the fact that they have left this earth, especially an innocent, pure, pristine, beautiful, soft, loving child. Make no mistake there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is our ultimate goal, brothers and sisters? Our ultimate goal is to be with Allah. And Allah naturally made the condition of leaving this earth to determine where you're going to go. Death. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Akthiru, increase yourself in the destroyer of pleasures, which is death." Why? Because in this life we may indulge too much in those pleasures that cause us, that train us and condition us to forget about the purpose of life. This is why I mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even outside of the last 10 days of Ramadan, he would fast from society. How did he receive revelation? He was in the cave of Hira by himself. The scholars call this khalwa, being alone with your thoughts, being alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an intimate moment. And subhanAllah, this is one of the wisdoms that is also mentioned of the khalwa between a man and a woman that are not related. Because the possibility of intimacy is there. It's higher than if there was a crowd, for example. When one is alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alone with themselves, it is a process to even relinquish those distractions that keep them busy. How many times when we're alone, we have to pick up our phone to scroll and look at the lives of people that don't even matter. They don't even increase our connection with Allah. So firstly, brothers and sisters, that level of resistance internally. And when you resist internally from the shayateen, from those desires, when you suppress yourself and your desires that want you to do that which is not beneficial for you or your family or society, the resistance externally will be much more fruitful. And most importantly, it will have a spiritual, rippling, godly effect that is beyond your control. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه. So firstly, brothers and sisters, resisting. Resisting internally from those factors that will call you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will call you away from goodness, that will try to persuade you to indulge upon those temporary benefits or temporary fulfillments that ultimately have a long-term negative effect. And make no mistake, when you go through this process of resistance, there will be mistakes. When you go through this process of trying to do the right thing, there will be those externally that want to hold you down. When we see our brothers and sisters again and again and again and constantly falling, getting up, looking at people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to take and remaining hopeful, does not mean that there will be moments that one may feel slightly helpless. One may ask Allah why. One may want to know with a burning desire, what is the end going to look like? This is normal. This is human. This is even a level of sympathy that one has. But the feelings and impulses that you have, the responsibility for you is to resist on that which you know about Allah and you know about life that is detrimental to your iman. Because as I mentioned before, those that pass away is not the sad part. Although Allah understands our human nature that we will be sad. We will be angry, especially if it was taken unjustly. And Allah gives us a time frame to deal with that. But Allah also tells you, get up. Be resilient. Resilient means that you still get up after facing something that is traumatic. You fall down and you get back up. Because if you fall down and you stay fallen on the ground, or figuratively, you stay down in the dumps, it could lead to depression. And that depression could cause to loss of hope. Loss of hope in what? Loss of hope in people. Some of us, and dare we even say to a certain degree, rightfully so, have lost hope in people that have responsibility over countries. But as long as they are alive, it is even difficult for me to say, but with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as though he made dua against people because of their current oppression, he still made dua for people. Those that have oppressed. But make no mistake, when you face a trial or tribulation, It is not there for you to put your head down and to remain depressed, because that can ultimately lead in hopelessness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is very important for us as Muslims in times of trial and tribulation, let the trial be a means of triumph, spiritual triumph, psychological triumph, to where you overcome the challenges that face you. Because subhanAllah, subconsciously, especially we us as adults, as parents, as grandparents, we have stories to tell our children that we do not even realize the trials that we faced. We have stories to tell our children that subhanAllah, many of us here from the continents that I just mentioned, 1947, 1948 being a very impactful year, to where we could talk about our grandparents and what they faced, the trials that they faced throughout what happened in history, the persecution that they faced, and to say to them, you're here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected your grandfather, your great-grandfather, great-grandmother to where you are here. History repeats itself. Brothers and sisters, at this time and moment in history that we are facing, it is important that we start, and not stop only at, but make sure that we start at looking at ourselves, looking at our hearts, looking at our deeds, and seeing what are we resisting, to where when we put our hands up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, the dua is accepted. And not being afraid to resist because we don't want to deal with falling or making a mistake. Because the mistake is a means for you to learn. And not being afraid to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the dua that you were very sincere in at a particular time was not answered according to you. Brothers and sisters, it is important that we are conscious of our surroundings, of what we are doing, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember the reality of shaitan, that shaitan will try to affect us internally, and the shayateen and people that may be influenced by Satan externally, from lying, from displacing the truth, from eliciting certain emotions in people online and offline that can cause one to do something that they may regret. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are strong in our iman and in our hearts, to be of those that resist internally, to be successful in this life, to where our actions are fruitful for ourselves and for others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that have healthy khalwa, that are alone with Him, to do a self-evaluation and review, and review ourselves in this world, our place in this world, to see how we can have an everlasting impact in this world. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين oh Allah help those that are weak and destitute all over the world يا رب العالمين oh Allah help our brothers and sisters in Gaza that are suffering يا رب العالمين oh Allah feed them Allah oh Allah nourish them with iman يا رب العالمين as you nourish them with food and water nourish them with iman يا رب العالمين oh those يا رب العالمين those that have passed away allow them to be with you يا رب العالمين Oh Allah, increase us in our dua for our brothers and sisters that are suffering in Sudan, in Philistine, in Gaza, Ya Rabbil Alameen, all over the world, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, forgive them for their shortcomings. Forgive us for our shortcomings, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, make any shortcoming that we have faced an expiation. Make any good deed that we have done in expiation for our shortcomings, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-abrar. Qimus salam.